One of the country's largest fuel pipelines remained shut down after a cyber attack on Friday. Colonial Pipeline said it was the victim of a ransomware attack by a criminal group, though it has declined to say whether it paid that ransom. In the meantime, the Georgia-based company says it will restore service to several smaller lines. The shutdown has so far had little effect on gas supplies and prices, but that could change because the pipeline provides nearly half of the East Coast's gas, diesel, and jet fuel. And let's bring in Mike Chappell. He's a cybersecurity expert and information technology professor at Notre Dame. Mike, welcome.
Thanks, Tanya. It's good to be with you.
Yes, so many of the details are still unknown. We do know that Colonial Pipeline shut itself down after this ransomware attack. How are you thinking about this, given the limited information? What do you think is going on here?
So what it looks like, Tanya, is really a run-of-the-mill ransomware attack. If you look at the few facts that have come out, what it appears is that they were just a target of opportunity. And the fact that they fell victim to sort of a run-of-the-mill attack that, you know, everyday businesses fall victim to says that maybe their cybersecurity wasn't up to snuff.
Okay, the FBI has confirmed the culprit is DarkSide, a criminal group. This is a non-state entity. What does that say to you?
It's that same concern that we have an organization that maybe might not be that sophisticated and was just searching around the internet for an organization that they could penetrate with this ransomware and stumbled across Colonial Pipeline rather than maybe necessarily having a targeted attack. Because when we're looking at something like pipeline infrastructure, these are companies that really need to understand the nature of what they're running, and the systems involved in controlling this type of critical infrastructure should never be directly connected to the internet.
On that note, this I know is a simplistic question, but why is a pipeline even vulnerable to a digital assault?
Well, if you look at the pipelines and other types of infrastructure, everything like that today is digitally controlled, whether it's computer systems that are running it or other types of electronic hardware that are just sending the command signals up and down to open valves and control the flow of gas. Everything's digital these days. Standard practice would be to put all of those types of systems on their own isolated network so that they can't be directly attacked. And we'll have to see as the details come out on this attack whether the attackers were actually able to get into those systems or maybe they only got into some systems located back in the offices.
Hmm. You alluded to this, but we've seen a few of these kinds of attacks recently. Last year's attack at the software company SolarWinds hit several U.S. agencies. President Biden responded with an executive order boosting cybersecurity standards. There are new questions about possibly issuing another executive order. How is the administration handling these concerns?
Yeah, so there are rumors in Washington that an executive order is imminent and is likely to come out this week, irregardless of this attack. I think this obviously puts a new focus and spotlight on that. That order is expected to target only the activities of federal government agencies and their contractors. So it's likely that it wouldn't even cover a company like Colonial Pipeline. So I think what the administration is doing right now is important and necessary, but it's not sufficient to protect some of these critical infrastructure targets.
You see that as a flaw. What are you asking the administration to look at?
I do. I think what we really need to do is look at this as a holistic problem, and it needs to be a public-private partnership. We need government agencies and private companies who are responsible for running these critical infrastructure systems to work together. And, you know, we've tried sort of soft partnerships in the past. I think what this is really going to need is a combination of regulations and incentives, and frankly, requiring that these companies that are operating pieces of our infrastructure meet certain security guidelines and verify that they're doing that to avoid this type of attack. You know, there are a couple of other things that the administration is talking about. One of them is the creation of an independent board to investigate cybersecurity incidents modeled after the National Transportation Safety Board. I think that would be an excellent measure because it would not only provide an independent review of these incidents, but it would allow everyone to learn from them. So not just the company that was attacked, but everyone else operating in the same space. And you know, this is the model that's worked very well for the NTSB for a long time now. I think that would work well in this space. And then the other piece that's missing is that we do not at this time have a national data breach notification law. So there's no requirement for a company like Colonial Pipeline to necessarily report every cybersecurity incident that happens to them.
Mm.
So there's a lot that has to happen around visibility, but I think we are going to need that combination of regulation and incentives to make all of this happen.
Mike Chappell is a cybersecurity expert and information technology professor at Notre Dame. Mike, thank you so much.
Thanks, Tanya.